In the story, Jesus is saying that there's something we can't see, but infants can. What would that be? God supposedly created this whole universe, including us, and loves us from the beginning to eternity. So we can assume that this world is made of love. And we are loved by God. Why aren't we feeling that in every single second of our life? When was last time you were expressing, yeah, like those children? I mean, of course, they're doing it for ice cream or chocolate. But when was last time you felt that way?
Recently.
Good, good. So sometimes when you become grandmother and you see grandchildren, there's some joy, pure joy, that doesn't really take much calculation or judgment to know why I have to be joyful. It just comes to your heart. One thing I observe in my daughter, who is 3, I'm really admiring her right now. My wife is not happy about that too much. But I admire in the way that her intention is so pure and clear. And there's no judgment about good and evil. You know? Her intentions are very clear. When she wants to eat it all by herself, she shows it. And she shows clearly that she doesn't want to share. And her thoughts are very simple. In a way that in a spontaneous second, what is in her mind, I can see it on her face and actions. And she absolutely has no idea about how I am going to make a judgment about that yet. And that's what we're trying to tell her. This is good, this is not good. So, just interesting. And in doing so, I am one way disciplining her to be a proper human. She could have a manner, good behavior. At the same time, I'm also observing myself destroying her simple, pure joy of being herself. So interesting, isn't it? Yet, we all know and agree that you cannot live like a child in this world. So, he agrees. Benjamin agrees. So, it is a truth. We're born. We become adults. What's our goal? What are you trying to become? That is my first talk and a question to you. So please think about that. So, have you found an answer about what are you trying to become? Not asking what are you trying to achieve, obtain, possess, earn. What are you trying to become? To me, it is quite amazing that somehow all cultures, all people, somehow acknowledged two things. One, the way we're born, there is something precious about being an infant, child. Two, being an adult is a necessary evil. Is it too much? It's unavoidable. And who destroys the world more, children or adults?
Yeah.
Who created this world? God. And we believe in God, who created this world in good and created us in God's image and likeness, which gives us quite a power and responsibility to manage, nurture what is in this world. So, I was just reading this book when I was 15, and I could not pass chapter 3 of this book because there was a snake is talking, sneaking in the garden, in the God created good world. And I stopped, and I wanted to solve all other problems that were troubling me by reading books. I wanted to find it in here, but I'll just stop there. So I couldn't somehow get into the Bible at the time. So instead, I went to the library. And my little mind, I was 18, hoping that if I read a lot of books, maybe I'll find why my life is so much trouble. I read a lot. And at the end, I realized, well, knowing doesn't really help changing my heart. Knowing doesn't really help. It does help to the point that to see I need to change something in me. But knowing did not help changing it. Knowing did not help changing the way I see and feel the world. Needed something more than just knowing. So I went to seminary and studied 4 years more and spent a lot of time in the library again. See, I said knowing doesn't help, yet I went to knowing more. I guess this is somewhat human limitation, that we trust in God. We live. You live in the presence of God, not just here. Where do you think God is not present in this world? Where do you think God is really not present? See? God created this world. How could Creator cannot be present in the thing that He created? Doesn't make any sense. So, it's not just the churches or church buildings that should bring you, make you experience the presence of God. It should be everywhere. But somehow, it doesn't happen that way. We need something. We need a trigger. It's like I often compare human being as a computer. Notebooks. I think it's not exactly same, but computer, even if you buy the best computer possible, you don't connect to the power source, you can't even turn it on. Right? And there is a great whirlpool of knowledge and information we call internet or web or virtual reality. If you don't have connection to that, you can't access. It's all available, but you have to connect to it. Somehow, our mind needs a trigger to connect. And those triggers were believed to be being wise, and I'm more getting into the understanding of being innocent. So, I'll ask a simple question to you. Who among you think you're still innocent?
Still what?
Still innocent.
Innocent, oh God.
Kind of silent. I know. I asked the same question to me, and I struggled with that. Here's one. Benjamin. There's another one. Talking to his dad. And children's innocence, we know it is good, but not permanent. We've been there, all of us. And somehow, we think it's gone. Do you think it's really gone? No. Just like when you really look into yourself, do you really, really different from being 7, 9, 11, 13? I bet you're just slightly different, but you act much more differently. Because the world sees you as an adult. So you must behave. How would you connect, tap into this presence of God that is available for us all for free, all the time? There's one way that traditionally believed, being wise. And if you meet anybody who's really wise, don't you see something like childlike character in them too? Like, they're aged, but you see them in their actions and characters, they also show these characteristics of being innocent. Right? Somehow it's there. So, this Sirun book describes as our journey is from being innocence of ignorance to innocence of wisdom. You become innocent again after knowing, learning, experiencing all that and overcoming all that. You see, you cultivate, you change, become like Him again. I believe that's a beautiful thing. So, may God bless you all in your journey. Not finding, actually, experiencing God who is already present in your lives. Amen.
Amen.